The symbiotic relationship between bees and many plants is one of the miracles of nature. Honeybees rely on the plants for nectar, while the plants rely on the bees for pollination. Here's how it works. As bees buzz from flower to flower, tiny grains of pollen cling to their legs. That pollen is then deposited on other flowers, completing pollination. Scientists have observed this process for years, but it was not until very recently that they came up with the idea to use this process to help stop the spread of a deadly mold that attacks strawberry plants. Ohio State University Associate Professor Joe Kovach was the lead researcher on the project.
There's a disease of strawberries called gray mold. And one of the things we learned is that the best time to control this disease is during the bloom period. And we're trying to find alternative methods to pesticides.
So Kovach, along with researchers at Cornell University, decided to try to harness the power of bees to stop the mold. They took a naturally occurring fungus called Trichoderma, which eats the mold, and they placed Trichoderma spores on a tray in front of the beehives.
As the bees exited the hive, they kind of walked through this footbath of spores. And as they visited the flowers, we wanted to see if they could deliver enough to the flowers and if they delivered enough to give us control. And essentially, it works.
Kovach says in their experiment, they were able to reduce the number of infected strawberry plants by 72%. That's compared to 40% when the same fungicide was only sprayed on the plants.
You put it right where the flower is, and right where the disease occurs. And so you're not, when you spray out even this biological control agent, you're spraying it out on leaves, you're spraying it on the ground, so you're wasting a lot where the bees deliver it right to the source.
This type of pest management agriculture, known as integrated pest management, or IPM, has been producing results since the beginning of farming. That's according to Cornell University IPM Program Assistant Director, Kurt Petzold.
A lot of times people think that the only thing farmers do is spray pesticides to control pests, and what we try to do is encourage farmers to think about other tactics, too. We might release a natural enemy that would attack a pest, an undesirable pest.
Petzold points out there are drawbacks to using living creatures for pest management. Sometimes weather is a factor. If it's cold, bees won't deliver the fungicide. Also, Petzold says using bees to spread Trichoderma could affect honey production.
I think the one concern that the Environmental Protection Agency has is that the fungus that's being delivered to the strawberries to control the undesirable fungus could wind up in the bees' honey, and it's unknown whether that has any effect on consumers of the honey.
While it's still undetermined how Trichoderma affects humans, OSU researcher Kovach says the health of the hive is not in jeopardy. Kovach's bee delivery technique, meanwhile, is still awaiting approval by the Environmental Protection Agency. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Natalie Walston.